Hey Yak listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Hello everyone. It's the last day of February.
Yes.
Ron is out today. Jerry's in.
Sorry.
It's okay.
What?
I don't know, maybe people are like, oh fuck, I wanted Ron.
I mean, everyone loves Ron.
It's an equal replacement.
Yeah. Jerry, entrepreneur Jerry, made himself $80 today.
$80.
On what? You do?
Shoveling. Then people got mad at me, like, oh, why are you charging people? Who works for free?
Yeah, who works for free? Finally, once for free, you do it for life.
Yeah.
Jerry just going around taking jobs out of little kids.
I said, my kids shoveled my driveway and did a terrible job.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, kids suck at manual labor.
They do. They're not good.
But seriously, some little kid doesn't get that money because Jerry beat him to it.
Fuck him. He didn't wake up in time.
What time are you up?
7:30.
Oh, man.
Was it an easy shovel job?
Oh, yeah.
Couple pushes?
Yes. Yeah.
Is it wet snow?
Yeah, it was easy. It was like slush.
Oh. And you charge 40 a house?
40 a house. I do the same ones every year, though. So.
It's been bad business this year.
Are these people you already have a relationship with?
Yeah, they're my neighbors.
Oh, you're
fine. Yeah, they're my neighbors.
Charge your neighbors.
$40. No, I would. I mean, that's... I wouldn't charge them. They would pay me.
Right.
It's up to them.
Yeah.
Right.
Was it up to them?
Yeah, I mean, but they give me the same amount every year, you know, so it's like, you know, every time it snows, sure, they already know, like, hey, Jerry's going to shovel, it's all right.
Money coming from the sky for you.
Yeah.
How early were you out there?
Like, each house is like 15, 20 minutes.
You do salt, too?
I'm sure that would answer the question.
Salt?
Of course.
Oh, that's great.
Salting's good.
That's a full service.
Of course.
What's the most random, craziest job you've ever had?
Bath and Body Works.
I was about to say that. Mm. Yep. Down in Arizona.
Yep.
Like what you do the there? Register?
I stocked the shelves.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my second job.
What was your favorite scent?
Yeah, is that where fragrance was born?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Villain origin story.
Yeah.
Where do you go from the cock?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah. What's the next Jerry fragrance?
I got something very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
But that's a tough thing to.
No, this will be better.
I'll say it. People want to see butthole now.
Yeah.
Better than the cock?
I can't do that.
You got better than cock.
I do. I have leashes. I have the ball in the mouth.
Oh. Yeah, the ball gag.
You wouldn't get head in the live stream, would you?
No, I would never.
What about a little bit of head?
Yeah, you would.
You would.
It's a little bit of head, not a lot of head.
You can't see the dick, but you can see the head.
You can see the bobbing.
You can just see the back of the hair.
No, I never. No, no money would ever do that. No.
Would you eat pussy on a live stream?
Yeah.
It's so much more vulnerable.
But you can only see his feet because he's scorpioned around.
Yeah.
That's just kicked up.
I'm wearing a fragrance today that's for men and women.
Oh
I like that.
Yeah.
Old Spice.
Tom Ford.
Oh.
Ooh, fucking fabulous.
I don't know which one it is. Kind of like a.
Well, smell it. See if you can figure it out.
Oh. Sometimes I spray Pat's cologne over my perfume.
Ooh.
For a little zhuzh. Neck and wrists.
Okay.
Hold on. It's vanille.
It's tobacco.
Tobacco vanille.
Vanille. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Same scent Harry Styles wears.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. I'm pretty good with that.
I don't know if I like it.
That's very good.
Jerry's made me. I was never a cologne guy, and I've started to do a couple spritzes.
All right.
It's a nice little scent.
Brandon, you still smell like shit, top to bottom.
Yeah.
And you never.
Well,
you will be eventually. Now that I've admitted I am.
Do I have to?
No, you will. You'll come in one day and just be like, I'm kind of liking cologne now.
All right, just leave a couple bottles on your desk so I can see what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like that's like the first impression. Like girls remember. Like even girls are attracted.
I don't need to make a first impression.
I'm just saying, not you. I'm saying in general for fragrance people.
Oh, it's true.
Easy. Like, they even like the scent of their partners. You know what I mean? I don't know what it is, but... Yeah.
Fragrance. Yeah. Sherry, I had some. What the fuck was I going to ask again? Damn it.
Did you get any bad feedback on your cock?
Damn it.
Yeah, it's my pencil dick. I mean, whatever. Who cares?
It was a little.
I mean, not terrible.
No. Oh, but it was skinny.
It was narrow.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a huge dick.
Right.
It is what it is. I'm 5'3".
Yeah.
You're 5'3"?
You are the first guy to subtract an inch.
Right. You're not 5'3".
5'3"? 5'4"? I mean, I don't think
I guess it would make sense to subtract an inch.
Probably 5'5".
Yeah. I think you're 5'5", 5'6".
No.
I have the dick of a 5'8" man. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Bad, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it not bad?
Yeah, like if someone 5'8". If someone saw my dick and they'd be like, how tall you be? I'd be like, 5'8".
That's a good...
Yeah.
That would be a cool game. You show the dick, guess the height.
Yeah, right.
All right, so what do you based on the picture, what do you think the height would be with that?
I think you're 5'6".
Pretty good. Anyone analyzing that is a buffoon and they're a liar.
Oh, you caught him in...
That was... You don't know what level of hardness you were. Yeah. It was veiled by an underwear.
It's true. It's true.
But it's funny because people be like, ew, gross, and then they'll start analyzing it. It's like, played you.
I didn't get too much of that at all.
Yeah.
It
was a pretty well-received hard cock.
Yeah. Should we do it right now then?
Pull our dicks out?
I can't.
No, look at the picture.
Oh, I like
can you even do that for YouTube? I don't even know if you could do that.
Oh, you can do anything on YouTube. TJ said you can do anything. Play music.
Mm-hmm. We'll put some music to it.
Anything.
Kick.com. New streaming site.
What is it?
There's a streaming site called Kick.com. The people
and
are just
that's
doing
where they're getting.
They
that's
on.
What the gentlemen are getting head and
oh,
getting minimal
I saw
repercussions.
That.
Right.
Very
minimal
little repercussions.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my what? Yeah. How does that work, TJ? Because I saw someone doing an NFL game. I think they were doing the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Adam Ross streamed the Super Bowl for 100,000 live viewers. It's just a new enough site that they haven't gotten shut down by the government yet.
Yeah, it's like the new Wild West of the internet.
Wow. Yeah,
they're just doing all kinds of stuff.
Did you just keep doing that, creating new sites?
I guess.
Yeah.
Hopping from rock to rock.
They'll get shut down pretty quickly, though.
Kick.com sounds like where Scorpion's going to go once the hack ends.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kick.com. I like it. All right, so what else we got? What do we got going on, guys? Know. How's everyone feeling? So Francis, we got to get Francis in here.
Drama.
Yeah, Gaz wants to release the Francis cut, I guess.
Yeah, so explain this to me. So Francis did a Mean Girl pod.
From his tweet, that's what I know, yeah.
So he did a Mean Girl pod and they didn't release it?
They not only didn't release it, they said they deleted it. He was patronizing them.
Was he patronizing them? It was a waste of space on her hard drive.
Last week I was a guest on the Mean Girl pod, and apparently it was so bad they decided to throw the episode away. And who?
But they were together this morning.
Oh.
No.
Are we falling for this again?
A marketing scheme.
No, because what we saw today was not fake.
How do we know?
Yes,
they went to get caviar, these two. They were like at a caviar bar this morning.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
Spicy caviar?
I don't know.
Why would it make their audience upset?
Share an Uber with the person who threw out an entire hour podcast music to make. Yeah, what? How would it make the audience upset? If Francis was patronizing them, the audience would just hate Francis.
Also, they're an audience of a podcast called Mean Girls. They should be able to handle
good point
behavior.
Francis is a mean boy.
Yeah, but
that's the opposite.
Wait, I'm thinking about it even more. If they were patronizing, if Francis was patronizing.
Judging from the comments, too, it seems like their audience is typically pretty upset.
Well, should we ask Jordan to come in?
Yeah, ask Jordan to come in. Wait, but if Francis was patronizing him, the only thing, if the audience is strong, they'll be like, fuck that guy. The only other reaction could be like, Francis is right, these girls suck. So that feels like...
They're saving Francis.
No, they're saving themselves from Francis and his biting criticism.
Oh, they're doing pretty good.
Go Steven. Oh, that's what I was thinking about while we get Francis and me.
If they had a pager, by the way, we wouldn't need to...
Yeah.
Ah, fuck. All right. Yeah, I lost steam on the pagers. Robbie Fox broke one. Said it was so annoying. And Stanko said that it was like buzzing in his head all night.
Yeah. There was one still going this morning at the dying batteries. I got in this morning.
That's fun.
I got in this morning before Brandon. I remember well. It was before Brandon got
I was here too before
Brandon. Yeah. It was well before
saw
Brandon
each other.
Got in. Yeah.
You were not here. Well, yeah, you
I was here at 8:30 this morning.
Yeah, because I accidentally ate a bagel that belonged to that set and I didn't know.
Yeah. You fucked up.
Yeah.
That's coming off your paycheck. Yeah. What I was going to say is Frank sat courtside last night.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
The Jenks.
Second row.
Well, he was literally in Spike Lee's.
I did notice that Jenks got better seats for Frank than got for me or Stephen Che.
I mean, it was pretty cool. So, Jenks, I'm going
They were playing the Celtics. Yeah, it's a lower-level matchup than what was your game?
Lakers.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know.
Oh, I didn't know they actually got pictures.
Yeah. So, everyone's got to go do this date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's going to make a good slideshow for us. I will go on
this
one.
This is awesome, too.
He asked me, but I never.
Oh, Jerry, you can go.
What was the caption of that?
He asked me. I don't know.
Frank also did a hot dog review from courtside, which was great. I turned on the game late because I was like, oh, shit, I didn't even realize Frank was there. And it was just so funny when they would show the game and you just see his Jordan jersey in the second row.
Yeah. Wrong move wearing a USA basketball jersey to a Knicks-Celtics game. Like, he wasn't going to pretend to be a fan of either one of those teams.
Oh,
he's a free agent.
Yeah.
He's a fan of the United States.
Here she is.
Oh. Who?
Here is.
Let's get her on the
phone. Oh, here we go.
She
pausing? Uh-oh, drama.
I don't think it's real.
Wait, there were no cameras around.
Hello, Jordan. Come on in. Jordan.
I haven't been here in so long.
I know. Jordan and the Mean Girl Pod, go subscribe. What happened? What's going on?
This mic?
Yeah.
I was just on the rundown explaining. So there's absolutely no drama with this at all. So what it was, So what it was is like 2 weeks ago, we had Julio on the pod. And Julio is Francis' co-host. We talked about...
Fat ass.
He has a big fat ass.
Huge.
Oh,
huge.
I've never seen it. Okay, I'll have to look next time I see him.
Do your research.
Yeah. But we talked about the rules of dating. So we were like, well, let's have Francis on and talk about the rules of marriage. And he came on the podcast, and it was a great conversation, but it didn't fit how we wanted it to fit.
How so?
I mean, you know, Francis, it was very over the top. Like, our questions were literally like, do you share your bank account?
I agree with Alex, by the way.
That's a first. It's a monumental moment.
If you marry Graham Bennett, you should share.
Yeah.
That was what I agreed with.
I figured there was. So, yeah, that was literally it. He just was a little bit more extreme with his answers. And I mean, you guys know our show. It's like not that intense. So we're going to have him on again. We love Francis. There's no drama at all.
So what happened with the tape?
He was extreme as in he was doing like darker comedy, or he was being real and it was too deep?
Good question.
That's a good question. I don't know, because I feel like that's you never know what you're going to get from Francis. Sometimes he's like doing a bit. I don't know.
How did he react to the deletion when you told him?
Oh, he was so okay. I mean, our text exchange was so nice. Like, we love Francis.
So where did the do-to-do start?
The what?
The do-to-do.
What's the do-to-do?
You know, you got a do-to-do going doo-to-do. On.
What the hell is a do-to-do?
Break us. A problem.
An issue. Yeah.
Oh, there's no issue. It was just more...
You deleted his episode.
Well, I mean, you're understanding that now that people know about this, the episode would get a lot more views than...
Yeah.
Typically.
Sounds like...
Why wouldn't...
Honestly, I don't think it would.
Oh,
I
definitely would.
I
would
listen. Yeah, so I think it would.
I mean, I can talk to Lana, but I think she deleted it.
It's long gone.
It was one of those things where, like, we had to re-record and we were exhausted, so she was like, I'm not going to keep this on my computer because I have to edit this podcast in a day.
Huh.
Can you give us an example of one of his answers?
Yeah, give us one of his answers.
Oh, God.
What did he say about bank account?
Yeah. I think he said share some and keep some separate. Like, have a shared 20%, like, put 20% shared and then, or no, the opposite. Share everything but 20% so you can buy your own things.
Very reasonable.
Yeah.
Wow, that's out of bounds by him.
Yeah.
He's a little dark from Ellis.
He also said to invest in your spouse, which was very sweet.
Like, buy
this sounds
tits.
Like,
sounds awesome.
I don't understand what's going on. Where did the...
It didn't fit the mean girl.
He was being too nice to women?
No. It just didn't fit, like, our episodes.
Huh.
So what is the fit for me?
Was Julio a better guest?
Julio was phenomenal.
Oh, okay.
And, like, I won't even, like, joke about that. He was, like, way better than we ever expected.
Way better than Francis.
One of the best guests we've ever had on the show.
Wow.
So we'll have Francis on again. We'll just pick a different topic.
If you need a married man's perspective, Brandon Walker.
Right here.
Oh, I mean, we actually went through a few of you. Like, we were like, maybe we should have Big Cat. Maybe we should do Brandon.
She did Francis.
Well, because of Julio the week before.
Oh.
Want to be on the pod? Yes. I didn't think so.
I think I'm standing in solidarity with Francis right now.
That's fine.
I'll
come on the pod, but I'm going to go demon time.
You're not coming on the pod.
Okay, all right, fine. That was easy.
Your audience seems sensitive.
Well, I mean, we are a female branded podcast.
Yeah.
But
that time of the month.
Mean girls.
All synced up.
You call Mean Girls.
Yeah, because we're not mean.
All right, so if we have Francis come in here, he's going to say the same thing?
Well, he might put a bid on. I don't know what Francis will say.
I'll know if it's...
But I can show you, like, I don't have my phone on me. I can show you the text exchange. Like, they were so kind.
Okay.
We love Francis. He's a friend of the pod, and he'll be back on. No drama.
Okay. All right.
I know you guys wish there was drama, but there's...
No, I don't wish there was anything.
I know. It's crazy.
You wish there was drama.
There's drama.
We'll get to the bottom of it. All right. Thank you, Jordan.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Appreciate it. She's touched.
And for those of you that hate Francis, new episode of Mean Girl out.
Yeah.
There's so much drama.
There's so much drama.
Did you see the way she was acting? Drama.
And I can't figure out
why. I'm
going to
delete the episode. I don't think that fit our episode's voice.
I want to see Nardwar interview Big T. That'd be awesome.
Where's Francis?
Let's make that happen.
Get Francis in here.
I don't think he's in the office.
No, they're still out. They're like doing a caviar thing, I swear.
Oh, that's where they're doing a caviar.
I don't know. I saw they were like a caviar
just
bar.
Liking each other right now? I don't like this. We're going to sniff this out. We're going to figure out where the do-to-do lies.
We're all around it.
Yeah. We're right on it.
Kate, have you ever been in a beef? You've been here for a while.
Yeah.
Rico adjacent.
I remember.
Rico adjacent. Kirk, but that's
Yeah. Brandon had to white knight for you.
I wasn't white knight.
Yeah, I totally.
Yeah, no, you white knight. You white knight. You did white knight.
And then when Brandon helped me,
you thought Kate was gonna fuck you.
No, I did not.
Yeah, he did.
Leave her alone.
I totally left him hanging.
Totally left me hanging.
Sorry, I mean, I got real anxious.
Like, oh yeah, Kate's gonna fuck me if I stand up for her.
No. I just the decency. Can we have some?
Yeah.
You like what I did for you.
Barstool Sports.
I'm good with everyone now. Rhea recently, but we're cool.
Oh, what happened there?
I got really drunk at the Super Bowl night, and I blamed the loss on her green jacket.
Oh, that's actually totally normal.
Yeah, but I said things that were not.
But you can blame losses on
random things. What'd
you
say, you stupid fucking bitch?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I was trying to be funny.
Like 10,000 times.
Yeah.
Oh.
I went like too far. I still have a hard time looking at her. Even today.
Was she wearing the?
You apologized to her today.
I did. I
your
feel
desk
bad.
Your desk are right across from each other.
Right across from me.
Is she upset?
Initially, I don't know if she was upset, but by the time I was done saying what I had to say, I just looked up and she was gone. So I was like, uh-oh. But yeah, I'm the kind of person who will dwell on something for years.
No, you?
Oh, yes, it's true.
Hey, do you want to win $50?
Yes.
Who's worth more?
Oh, okay.
What's worth more?
Okay.
St. Louis Cardinals?
Okay.
Or Kroger?
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
St. Louis Cardinals or Kroger?
Oh, my God.
I'll say it. Baseball's failing, but we're still all eating. I'm going to say Kroger.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Kroger, $31
billion. Wow.
$31 billion.
Kroger's been more expensive than every sports
Cardinals
franchise.
Are about, I won't say it.
I think Kroger
you win
has
50.
Good
Nick,
box lunches.
You want to win 50?
If I lose, do I give you 50?
Yeah.
Deal.
Okay.
Who's worth more? The Memphis Grizzlies or L'Oreal Shampoo Company?
Oh. Grizzlies have to be one of the least valuable NBA franchises.
Oh, Timberlake got involved. Yeah.
L'Oreal.
Yeah, by $37
billion. Okay.
Oof. God.
Ooh.
Brandon.
Dumb bitch.
I got it right. Yes.
Lids.
Lids, the hat
Lids,
company?
The hat company, or the Columbus Blue Jackets?
Oh, fuck.
Now, these have both been similar.
I'm
either going with the trend, or you're setting me up
you're
for failure.
You're going to tell me by how many.
How much is the hat these days?
I'm going to say Lids is worth, like if Kroger was $31 billion, L'Oreal was $37 billion, I'm going to say Lids is a $15 billion company. I'm going to go with Lids.
Wrong.
Oh,
this is only a $150 million. Blue Jackets are $650 million.
Lids is $150 million.
Yeah,
can I buy Lids?
Are you $50?
Good.
You owe me 50.
All right.
I know it's his turn, but can I?
I'm down 50.
Oh, shut up!
I do double or nothing. On the
shut
one
up! No, you got the trivia wrong. Shut up!
Cat.
Bad at trivia, Brandon.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's or Manchester United?
Oh,
that's easy.
I don't know. Trader Joe's is like a big
Trader Joe's.
Correct.
Yep.
Wow.
Ah, you would have gotten that one wrong, too. You would have gotten that one wrong.
Idiot. Right.
I owe you 50.
You forget that Manchester United, that there's a thing called relegation.
There's also a thing called relegate a grocery store.
Yeah.
I think you can.
Trader Joe's, $16 billion, man.
Stop going there.
Or
Bill.
16.
I'm surprised it's only $16 billion, to be honest. I guess it's...
All right, Jerry.
All right, Jerry.
There's not a lot of them.
There's
not
their
a
parking
lot.
Parking lots are really nuts, though. Mm-hmm.
California nuts. Pizza Kitchen or the New York Red Bulls.
Oh, fuck. Kyle, this is so much fun.
Tough.
Oh, dude.
That's tough. I mean...
These have to be both in the millions.
I mean, when's the last time you've been to a...
But I love it.
When's the last time
I know.
To a Red Bulls game?
No.
Oh, California.
Either.
No, California Pizza Kitchen. I mean, you go like once a year.
It's so good, though.
I'm going to get it wrong.
No, you're not.
And the New York Red Bulls?
Yes.
California Pizza Kitchen.
Barely beats them.
Yes!
Oh, Jerry.
Oh, Jerry.
What are the worths there?
CPK, 470 million. Red Bulls, 525 million.
Huh. It was wrong.
I was wrong.
You said Pizza Kitchen? Yeah. Yeah, you're wrong.
Wrong.
Shit.
Damn.
I'm down 50.
Sass, you want to play? You want to roll the dice?
I'm not going
to
play.
Yeah, I'd love to. If there's one for me.
eBay or the Sultan of Saudi Arabia.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm going to go with the Sultan of Saudi Arabia.
eBay, 24 bill over 18 bill.
He's only got 18.
So I'm even.
So you're even.
Yeah.
Damn.
eBay's still a thing.
Don't need to pay.
eBay's definitely still a thing, right?
Oh, I guess
it's like, still a thing. It's just
buy all my clothes.
Not as big as it was.
Buy all your clothes on eBay?
Yeah, all used.
What?
Yeah.
What?
You do not buy used clothes.
I buy used clothes on eBay.
We see what you wear. Walk us through that.
Dude, they have so much cheap clothes, like
worn.
Yeah, like dude, like a pair of sweatpants, like a Carhartt pair of sweatpants. They're usually like $60 in stores. You can get them for like $25-$30 used a couple times.
Okay.
It's not bad, dude.
Have you sold anything used?
No. I'm not like a big seller. I usually just buy.
What are you going to say, Steven?
I'm an eBay guy, too. Clothes sometimes.
Oh, does Steven get one?
Oh, yeah. Do you have one for Steven, Kyle?
Steven.
Yes.
The Lakers or H&M?
Ooh.
H&M, the clothing store, correct?
And yeah.
No.
I think it's also a separate makeup store. Maybe I'm wrong.
Is it the makeup store?
H&M has very cheap shirts. I feel like they're like $10 or less. So I'm going to say the Lakers.
H&M by $185 billion.
Wow. You went on.
All right.
Because their shirts are cheap?
Yeah, was the most
you can get like a shirt there for like
Donald's hamburgers are cheap.
Yeah,
are they not worth a lot?
You use the same logic as Glenny Balls when they were doing Davey Day Trader. And he was like, well, you got to buy Shake Shack before 11 a.m. because then everyone's going to buy lunch and their stock is going to go up. You just buy Shake Shack in the morning every day. And be like, why isn't it going up? Clearly buying lunch right now. H&M. Look at H&M.
They have a whole tower.
Good for them.
A really big skyscraper
here.
Yeah, that's
worldwide.
Right. H&M. Cool kid clothes.
Yeah.
We should do an H&M week.
We have to buy clothes from H&M.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Look fucking sick.
Have 3X?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're a medium man.
It's true.
It's H and triple XL.
DJ, did I send you an Instagram video?
That's good. Yep. Like that?
What was it?
Good.
I can't even remember. Oh, this. Yeah. We got a cameo.
It's today?
Here. We got the face reveal.
A little bit after that, I'll be honest. But we're going to get Mincy out of bed. He's going to get ready. Wake up, Mincy. Get your mind right. Go.
Is it making noise?
I'm moving.
Love it, love it. Take it back. Give me some hopscotches on the way back.
You can do it.
Quick.
These exercises are very mean for...
It's about to fall.
Nice. Finish that strong on the way back. One more time.
Nice calves.
Calves are nice.
Quick. Speed demon. Yas.
That's her line. She likes always saying likes that. It. Speed demon.
The face reveal, though.
Yeah. I don't quite understand why he's going for like quick burst.
Yeah.
Exercise.
I would agree.
Instead of just general fitness, cardio,
right,
or lifting.
It seems like he's training for the NFL combine. When it feels like
his calves are going to be crazy.
Yeah, he's going to be able to turn on a dime.
Reaction time will
skipped
be nice.
A few steps. Yeah, he's going. He's just training only fast twitch muscles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Isn't that like a technique for losing weight, though? It's like doing like
high intensity.
Yeah, like high intensity, like
interval.
The technique to lose weight is eat less calories.
Yes.
It's so simple.
I know.
I mean, it's harder, but that's all you have to do.
It's literally.
Fuck what you're doing exercise wise. Eat less calories.
Or get that diabetes medicine.
It's literally all diet.
Yes.
There's nothing to do with exercise.
Count your calories.
Exercise helps you look better and feel better, but you could not exercise and lose 40 pounds.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you just don't eat.
You could really cut out one bad habit, like cut out drinking beer or something.
That's my problem is I don't drink that much, so I've never been able to cut that out. Mm. Yeah. And so the alternate would be cutting out ice cream, and I'm not willing to go there.
Jesus Christ.
Problem is you don't have the right bad habits.
What?
I don't know. Just like the my problem is I drink too much beer.
Yep. Yeah, I don't drink beer. I eat ice cream.
The idea of like having to only cut out ice cream and losing weight would be like so nice.
No, I think it's the... I think it'd be so nice to be able to cut out beer.
Well, yeah, it's because we both like different things.
Right, but...
No.
You can't... How would you cut out ice cream?
Dude, I don't need ice cream at all. I don't really eat dessert.
It's a sad life.
What?
You'll get your sweet tooth eventually.
Yeah.
Oh, like I'll have candy here.
Yeah, when you grow up...
I fucking... Candy rocks.
Yeah.
Candy is great.
Gummies
so
are the best.
Oh.
I can't have my melatonin without ordering a... gummies.
Yeah.
Should we tear candy?
But like also like
it'll be a bloodbath.
When I don't drink, like on a day that I don't drink, I'll eat a shit ton of candy because I'm like, well, I'm not drinking.
Yep.
So this is anything is better than that.
That's every day for me, what you just described.
Yeah. You have ice cream every day?
Not every day, but most days.
That's every day.
Every day that it's in my problem is when I buy it, I eat it.
So do you buy the individual pints or is the full?
Brother, I'll do everything. Name a thing, I'll do it. Last night I went out and got
ice cream sandwiches.
Eight pack of drumsticks.
Yes. How many did you put away?
Two.
All right, nice.
I would buy the orange dreamsicle.
Three is
oh, yeah.
Three is the answer.
It was very obviously three when you said two. Yeah.
I had half the box.
I will say I ate a shit ton of chocolate last night, which I don't usually do.
Good. I eat chocolate chips.
I love your
pondering.
Yeah. I
it's
will say.
A thing called chocolate.
Something happened last night.
What kind of chocolate?
So it's just a chocolate bar.
Like a Hershey's?
Put down a bar.
Was it a Hershey's?
Big bar.
You threw down a big bar?
What bar was it?
Three.
Say the bar.
I forget what it was called.
What?
What?
Oh, is it the fancy one?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
fancy.
At the checkout.
I didn't have the whole thing. I had like a quarter of it.
Pussy?
Yeah.
I'll grab a York peppermint patty on the way home almost every day.
Every day?
Yeah.
I do too.
And sometimes it's like two for two.
Yep.
I'll throw one in the freezer, and then I can't wait for it to get cold, and I just have it. It's just a cold wrapper.
Dude, I actually asked. I finally asked. I've been going to the same bodega for 7 years. Yesterday, I asked how much the York peppermint patties cost, and they also have Reese's cups.
Yeah.
Yep.
50 cents.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the best.
Holy shit, this is where I've spent so much money. I thought it was like 15 cents. Because I'll always be like, and throw five of them on. Like,
yeah.
Roll the die. I'll roll the die on the counter.
Yeah.
And just 50. I'm spending.
How much money in your life have you spent on peppermint patties?
Thousands.
Thousands of dollars.
Thousands of dollars. I think this one bodega has taken thousands of dollars just from their little candy display up front.
It's so good.
50 cents. Fuck. It's okay.
I might get one right after this.
I want one right now.
First bite into a peppermint patty.
Oh,
it bites
it's
back.
Like, it's like taking a bath.
Yeah, it is.
It's exactly like taking
a
bath.
I feel clean.
Yeah. It's like walking out and just and breathing like nice ice cold air.
And I think it's because it's mint. It doesn't feel like candy.
No, it's not candy.
You're right.
It's candy.
No, technically it's not. Technically it's dental care.
About the chocolate around it.
If you go to a grocery store... The York peppermint patties are always by the toothpaste.
Yeah, I keep peppermint patties on my nightstand if I just don't feel like getting up to brush my teeth. I'll just pop one of those before bed.
Do you guys brush your teeth every day?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
I've I've gone through spans.
We should do that as a pro. We should see how we can go viral for the dumbest. Like that airport thing. I got re-caught up into it.
Yeah.
Someone was like, how could you not do it? I was like, why would I do that?
Not do what?
Pick your friends up from
pick your friends up from the airport.
I might do a time lapse of like man brushes teeth every day for a year.
Yeah.
It's like change my hair is getting messy and stuff.
At post-case race, I won't.
Yeah.
Usually on days like that when I'm like really hungover.
You won't brush your teeth?
I'll just lay in bed the entire day.
Oh, that's gross.
You're not supposed to brush your teeth right after you puke, right? Because it like pushes the acid.
Oh, you were supposed to.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you are because the acid's sitting on your teeth.
You have to get that acid off your teeth.
You want to get the acid off your teeth.
I had 36 cavities last time I went to the dentist.
36?
One in
how much do you vomit?
He has a lot of teeth. He has a lot of teeth.
Pepper
I thought it was only 32 teeth.
I just made that up.
I was going to say.
I did not have 36 cavities.
I'm rocking two cavities right now for the past, like, 5 months. I'm an idiot.
Yeah,
I'm doing the same
too.
Thing again where I'm going to have to get a root canal.
Do you floss?
Yeah.
I love flossing.
I do not. I just said yeah because I know that people will. Every now and then.
I've got four, and they're all in my molars.
Yeah.
My molars. They're in my wisdom teeth.
Oh.
And if you wait too long, you got to get a root canal. I've done that before.
I haven't gone to the dentist since I graduated high school.
You definitely have to get a root canal. Do they hurt?
No, not at all.
Cold water?
No.
Tinfoil?
I'd have never put tinfoil in my mouth.
Tinfoil and orange juice?
Ugh. I don't even know what that
is. You have to drink some tinfoil and eat some orange juice.
You drink tinfoil.
You don't.
You eat the tinfoil, then you drink the orange juice and see if your teeth hurt.
You eat tinfoil?
Yeah. Like chew on it.
In your mouth?
Yeah, just chew on it while you're drinking orange juice.
That's the only thing that's going to make my mouth hurt. I just won't eat tinfoil.
That's the test. That's the cavity test.
Telling your dentist, like, it only hurts when I chew tinfoil.
Yeah.
This needs fixed.
This is the worst, knowing you have a cavity or a toothache and, like, you'll go stretches where you don't have any, like, really cold water, and you're like, I'm fine. And then you get that one sip, and you're like, oh, fuck. Like, this is still here. Just intense pain. What's wrong, Brandon?
Hey. Uh-huh.
You want to do the high noon?
Chick-fil-A's not here yet. What could be wrong?
There's no California Pizza Kitchen in Manhattan.
Really?
There's also no Jimmy John's.
I know.
Really?
Just tried to order a California Pizza Kitchen.
I miss a lot of the fast food. There's not as much fast food up here as there should be.
I agree. I'm going to Indianapolis tomorrow, the home of the chain restaurant where they test all their menus.
Yep.
They're getting a Wawa finally.
Yeah. What chain restaurant?
Every chain restaurant tests their menus in Indy because it's like the most like generic place in the world.
Is that for real?
Yes.
Yeah.
They got the good ones too, like Quaker Steak and Lube.
They have them all.
Quaker Steak and Lube?
You never been to Quaker Steak and Lube?
Oh.
They got cars on the ceiling.
Harley Davidson's.
I never heard of it.
Chandeliers.
That's the only place I've ever done a hot wing challenge.
Big biker bar.
I've never heard of it.
What is their hottest called?
I can't remember, but I shit jet black for a while.
Oh, yeah. Me and the boys will go get a lube tube.
Oh, yeah.
Pound it. Get your boneless in a little car.
Mm-hmm. You've never heard of Quaker Steak?
No, I was not unaware, blissfully unaware of Quaker Steak and Lube. I mean, it sounds like something I would like.
You are missing out. It's great.
What's the lube? You can get an oil change while you get a steak?
It's a play on Quaker State and lube.
Okay, I understand. But why do they keep the lube in the title?
It's just fun.
There's got to be some sort of lube at the restaurant.
Look it up, TJ.
The sauce.
The sauce might be the lube.
The lube, right.
Quaker State. Why are you
smiling? What
are
you doing, Steven?
You weirded me out, man.
Oh, you're a lube guy.
Lube guy.
Oh, that's why?
Lube is such a gross word.
He's just sitting back there with his arms crossed.
Oh, Steven, you're a lube guy.
Should you be proud to be a lube guy?
Oh. No, you shouldn't.
Why?
You can be proud to be a lube guy, I think.
You a dry guy?
No, there's a middle ground. Women can also just do it
Make
themselves.
It nice and dry for me, baby.
Lube guy.
Either lube or dry.
Lube guy, Steven.
Right, Quaker Steak and Lube.
Steak and Lube. 1975.
Right. Sharon, PA.
Well, PA.
I think it's just car themed.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, they're all over Indy is where I first found them.
What's the good steakhouse there that Ron Swanson likes?
St. Elmo's?
Yeah.
I love Indianapolis.
Incredible. Indianapolis is a great city.
It's very fun.
Wide streets, clean streets.
It's also like one of the places that if they have the Final Four or Super Bowl, you can arrive and never get in a car.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, fun bars.
All the bars, all the restaurants, the stadium, it's all right there.
I've only flown into there. But
cool referees.
Cool referees.
What?
right? Cool white referees that kind of talk black.
Yeah, I got, yeah.
That guy?
Yeah.
Huh. Is he white?
Who?
Huh?
What?
I'll tell you what's
the hell you doing?
What are you doing?
I just
said cool white referees. Just,
yeah.
You have to have one in mind.
You just mentioned a specific one.
There's one on TikTok. It was a cool referee. But I don't know if he's white.
From Indianapolis?
I don't know.
Must be why I said it.
Must be why you
said
it.
In my brain, yeah.
I don't know why you said it, but it's here now.
Who are you thinking of?
A guy who's might be white. He's a cool talking referee on TikTok.
I may have seen him.
You want me to do the high noon ad?
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com. TJ, address the freeze.
You weren't going to tell me how
good. YouTube broke for like 3 minutes.
Why didn't you tell us? What did we miss?
We're still on the podcast feed. We're still on Twitch. It was just YouTube.
What did we miss?
We're on Twitch?
Yeah.
It's your boy.
It's Francis. I just logged in to see because I was going to share on Twitter, and it was like the number was very low, and I was like, oh, what's going on? And then everyone's saying, address the feed.
Hey.
Address the
feed. It froze during the cavities talk.
Damn, all the way back then?
Yeah.
So they missed all of Quaker State and Lube?
And they missed white referees that kind of talk black.
It exited during cavities, entered during Quaker State.
And Indianapolis having all the test menus?
Yep. We're on that back, guys. We're on that back. We did it once.
Damn.
Yeah.
Brandon and KB had like a real standoff there.
Yeah, KB got naked.
I think we were agreeing about it. I just didn't know how and what was.
Well, I thought it got contentious.
Francis?
Oh. Speaking of.
We would like to... We had Jordan in. And
without
knowing what she said, we'd like to hear your recap of events.
Yeah, they had me on Mean Girl, and we recorded for a full hour. I had a nice time. And then a couple days later, they texted me and told me they can't use any of the episode.
Okay. So, Jordan said there was no dude to do.
You said it was the nicest thing ever.
She said the text was totally nice. Like, there's no problem. There's no issue. Why did they censor you?
I don't know if I get what they wanted me to do.
What do you think they wanted you to do?
I think they wanted me to offer advice to their audience on a dating perspective.
And what'd you do?
I was myself.
So you were doing a bit.
No, I wasn't.
No, I know. That was the part that we got very confused because Jordan said, you know, Francis. And then we asked, like, what one of your answers were, and she said it, and we're like, that sounds like a totally reasonable answer.
Very reasonable.
Saving, like, 20% to tinker around with things you want.
Say that again?
Joint
bank account. You save 20% just for yourself.
Did I say that?
I guess.
Uh-oh.
Well, maybe I did. That's what she pointed to as, like,
we just asked an example.
Generic example, and what she provided was, like, the most, why would you delete that?
Yeah, I was confused too.
So, are they censoring you?
They've thrown the whole episode out. And then what they did was they re-recorded with the same questions that they had asked me, but they just asked Alex those. And now I'm seeing all of the posts of the very same questions that I was asked where I had very different answers. And I would think it'd be very... To me, it became clear that they had certain expectations of me. But they didn't prep me for that.
Got it.
And I went in and I was like, I answered those questions honestly.
Honestly, yeah, yeah.
Spontaneously. And those were not to their liking.
What?
Now, she said, we still love Francis and we're going to have him on the show again. Are you open to actually doing
that? I certainly am. Mm-hmm. I certainly am.
We want beef.
Yeah, we can ratchet up the beef.
Okay.
All right,
there just should be. You just you spent an hour to 2 hours of your time being yourself. They said it was inadequate. We're deleting it. It was so bad.
It was a long time of my life.
You seem to be simmering with rage right now.
I was pretty conflicted when they told me they weren't going to run it. And then I asked them if I could have the video footage from the episode for my own purposes because I thought there was some funny stuff in there. And they said that they threw it out and they couldn't get their hands on it. And then Jordan said, your answers to my questions were patronizing.
Patronizing.
Yeah, what was...
I didn't understand that.
If you could think of one... answer question that was potentially patronizing.
There was something I didn't understand.
What was it?
Well, they asked, I think they said something like, have you ever heard the saying, if you share a bed, you should, if you sleep in the same bed, you should share a bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know plenty of couples.
Yeah, that would be like if you're dating a girl and you... Yeah, well, you wouldn't share a bank account the minute you start moving in.
Well, to me, I took it too literally, where I thought that people who are sleeping in the same bed must open a bank account. And I know plenty of married couples. Carson Daly recently came out as saying that he and his wife of many years sleep in separate beds, and it has been a wonderful thing for their marriage.
Oh.
And just because I think there are people who choose to not sleep in the same bed, and there's no bearing on what is ideal for your sleep situation on your finances. That was kind of my take.
Do you know Carson Daly?
They were like, what's the matter with you?
Yeah.
Why are you not understanding this?
You can sleep in different beds?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do all the time.
I think a really
good couch.
You're on the couch. You're on the couch. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm counting the couch as a bed in this case.
I didn't know that was allowed.
Yeah.
I got beds all over the house.
Also, ladies, keep your own bank accounts no matter what. You will get divorced.
Yeah. And never change
your
name.
It's for the best. It is for the best. Dude. All right,
so I want to see this episode.
That I don't understand. That seems even that was like a milquetoast debate with like no controversy.
Good word.
That's
I mean, what?
Oh, that was patronizing.
Okay, I understand.
Delete this, TJ.
Delete
it, TJ.
Complimentary.
Delete this right now.
It.
No. That was.
I love that word.
KB, you better do something about this.
Because it's spelled M-I-L-Q-U-E.
That was going to say Malik Toast.
You think it's M-I-L-K. People are starting to say you're soft. They're saying you're soft.
They are.
You knew that word? Cool.
No, I like that word a lot. I never hear it. And every time I see it or hear it, I like it a lot. All right.
So it ended in what they texted you how long after?
I think the next day because they were going to put it up the next day.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I felt bad.
What did they say?
They just said that I didn't really get it.
Did you make fun of Alex for having a same bank account as Grant?
No, I don't know that I made fun of them at all. I just answered everything as sincere, like as on. The other thing was they had me on to answer questions to a hypothetical 25-year-old single person in New York City. And I was giving, they were like, answer it as though from your own experience. And I was like, well, my experience now is one of a 33-year-old married person.
Right.
Like, I don't know, would you split a bill on a date? It's like, well, my reality is very different than what you're hoping I will advise a...
Right.
Sort of floating around 25-year-old on dating apps.
We need this footage.
Not going to get it.
We need it.
Not going to get it.
On.
Got to find it for him.
I think they deleted it intentionally.
But it does. Yeah, no, they definitely.
So that no one would ever see it.
But it's not. Did they
I don't think it's gone.
Deletion,
gone. I think there's a version of it out there.
The producer said she might have the audio.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, I'd like to see it too. I want it.
Can't see audio.
Well, sure.
See the waves.
I'd like to.
Tell them they have to release it.
I can't order these
women
around.
You can.
Just ordered to be around about his word choice.
And I liked the word. That's not an order. You can order people around.
All right, so I'm telling you, tell them that I said release it.
Okay. I'll say that per Big Cat's wishes.
Yes.
I really wish.
It's going to be hilarious when it's just a normal ass episode.
Right, that's the part that I don't... Now I'm mad that they... deleted a normal episode for no reason.
What if Francis is an absolute fucking dickhead?
Oh, that'd be so funny.
It's possible.
We listen to it and we're like,
that's what I'm thinking. It has to be the case.
Okay, girls.
I asked them that, and maybe they were just being nice to me because they said that that wasn't the case.
Oh, yeah. Did you call them broads?
No.
I'm not.
You call them whores?
No.
What?
Yeah, you did.
None of those. I don't know. I didn't get it. Have you guys done that, Pod?
I haven't. No.
No.
I haven't been asked. Now I'm going to stand in solidarity with you and say no.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
We're a union.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That means something to me.
Yeah, I got you. I got your back.
I said it first.
All right.
Absolutely not do it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Oh, one last thing. They said Julio was a phenomenal guest.
Yeah, they did say that.
Like the best guest they've ever had.
Yeah, I know they said that.
Yes. Yeah, so.
And I'm wondering how there was such a gulf between someone that I share so many ideals with.
Did you listen to his? And were you like, I don't get it?
I saw clips of it.
Yeah.
I saw clips of it and I thought, oh, there's a good Mean Girl guest. I can do that. And then they asked me the next week and I thought I went in there and did the same thing. But clearly I did not.
You totally butchered it.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, you know me. You asked for the bull. You're going to get the horns. I got one speed, you know?
All right. Thank you, Francis.
All right. Appreciate it.
That's so funny because they basically are just like, we don't like Francis.
Yeah.
Like, he was Francis and we didn't think that was.
It's not what we wanted.
Yeah. If you have a bad podcast, I don't waste the time. Oh, you throw that out as a bonus.
Yeah.
And then there's like, oh, bonus. They can't dislike a bonus.
Right.
I feel like you also don't delete an entire podcast episode because you're worried it's going to make that person look bad. They delete it because they're like, this is going to make us look bad.
Right. That's what I was saying.
We don't delete anything.
No.
Yeah, to our detriment. To a great detriment of this company.
We've recorded episodes without guests, and we're like, that sucked and delayed the pod.
Yeah, I mean, through the 7 years doing PMT, we definitely delete stuff, but it's never like, it's like if we'll have an argument or debate that goes on too long, and it's like boring. It's like, all right, let's cut. We won't cut the whole thing out. We'll just be like, tighten it up. Like,
you have any interviews that are unreleased?
Yeah, we have some interviews. David Ortiz. Pudge Rodriguez.
Bilzerian?
Bilzerian.
Huh. Why'd you guys
dude, Kelly LePay. Bilzerian. What? They said that we made him look misogynistic.
Yeah.
I think I asked him, I was like, do you ever think you'll get married? And he was like, why the fuck would I do that so a woman could take all my money? But we made it. Yeah, that was my fault. That was my fault.
It's so easy to make him a champion of women.
Nice. Last David Ortiz one I kind of want to release because I think he was... He might have been going through some shit, but he sat down and we started asking him questions and he was just texting while we were asking the questions and I just stopped the interview. Yeah. I was like, all right, let's not do this. Thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. Yeah. Texting, no.
Yeah,
Pudge Rodriguez just came on and just was speaking Spanish.
No way, that's awesome.
Yes.
Have you ever thought it was like a bad episode and put it out and it was loved? South Park almost didn't put out the World of Warcraft episode.
Good question.
Oh, shit. Good.
What?
Was it one of their better
episodes? It's like people say it's the best, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's anything I thought was really bad. It's probably been like guests that I was surprised that people liked as much. Mm. Yeah, there's some things that get deleted, but they have like reasoning. Like the guy was speaking Spanish. Not Francis was Francis.
What about your Spanish audience? You just don't disregard them?
Yeah, that was probably a miss. I think we did that with someone else where they came on and we didn't realize they were going to have a translator.
It was a boxer, right?
Didn't yeah, it might have been Triple G came on and we started interviewing him. Oh, it might have been Canelo, yeah. And then we asked him a question and then all of a sudden like a woman's voice started saying it in Spanish. We're like, wait, what?
It's amazing how much cooler of a name Triple H is than Triple G.
I disagree.
Just one letter different.
I don't think so.
Triple H is much better.
What are your three favorite letters?
Triple A helps you when you have problems with your car.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Big baller brand.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And Triple H. And I don't go any further in the alphabet than that.
You don't?
Stop the H, uh-huh. Yeah.
Triple C's.
I might go the I every now and then.
Triple C's.
Perhaps even the J.
No, that's the drugs. The triple C's. You ever take those back in the day?
What are those?
Fuck you up.
What are they?
I don't know what it is.
I have no idea what triple C's is.
Never taken them before.
Triple D's would be... Too big.
Triple X.
Triple D's are also
triple X.
Battery that you never have.
Triple Z's,
yeah,
a nap.
Triple X, remember that?
No, those are
state of the
triple A's. I have triple A's.
Yeah. What is it? D batteries, right?
You gotta buy batteries every time you go to the store.
What?
You gotta buy batteries a lot.
Yeah, the triple A's are always elude me.
Yeah.
I'm always like, I got double A's for days. And then.
Triple. This just seems like something should be triple O, but there's not.
Triple O?
Triple P, triple Q.
Triple O's out of office.
Out of office.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a good one.
Everyone.
That's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Triple A, also great car help. I lock my keys in my car back in the day.
That's what I said.
Triple A. Every Christmas,
you say back
my mom
in the
and
day,
dad came.
You mean like yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't too long ago, right?
No, it
yeah.
wasn't. No. My parents still get it for me every year, as that's like my big gift, is AAA membership.
Well, that's nice.
I fuck up with my car so much.
Did y'all see Triple X?
That was Vin Diesel, right?
Yeah, the Vin Diesel movie from 22 years ago.
Oh.
It was really bad.
Really?
It's always cool to see on a jug of moonshine.
He chased a...
Yeah. Or a poison bottle.
Oh, either or.
Yeah.
Snowboarded
or
down
a strip
mountain
club.
And outran an avalanche.
Nudes.
It's Triple H.
It's Triple X.
It's Triple X.
See you, Jerry.
Is that it, Jerry?
No.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Keep going. What are you listening to?
You stopped the show cold, Jerry.
A live show. What do you think he's listening to?
There's no audio.
Some guy that used to work at Bar, so you don't work here no more. I guess I don't know if they're making fun of me or what, but whatever.
What? Let me see. Let me see. Let me
if
see.
We need, if we got beef, we got beef.
No, we don't got
get
beef.
Get the army together.
I'm friends with one of
we're right
the
here.
Guys on the show.
Get the army together.
I don't want to say the name. You know what I mean? I don't know if you're allowed to. Don't play it.
No, I'm not going to. They're making fun of you?
I don't know about making fun.
Like what?
Oh, okay. They're talking about a 27-year-old man who pooped his pants. You were 26 at the time, weren't you?
I think I was.
So it's not you.
Couldn't. I mean, it can't right. be. It can't
be really different.
Crazy, you know.
Did one of these guys poop their pants?
Yeah, yesterday.
You're stealing your content?
I don't think
who is it?
Sounds like they are.
Nah, I don't know. About
you,
that.
You're the poop the pants guy.
If they throw a dick
everyone
up.
Knows you. They're like, Jerry walks around.
Yeah. They throw their dick up, and in the next week or two, we know
oh,
what they're doing.
Oh, God.
Imagine that.
Wow.
It's bigger, too.
Oh.
Kyle, what's the most popular nickname for high school teams?
A high school team?
Mm-hmm. Number one.
You have this?
Tigers.
No.
That's number
Mustangs.
Two.
Mustangs.
Wildcats.
That's number 11. Nope, that's number six.
What did you guys?
Nights. We do this in the morning.
Bulldogs.
Two.
Panthers.
Oh, Bulldogs was, three. Panthers
like
four.
Nine. Oh, Panthers four?
Spartans.
It's up there. It's top
13.
Raiders.
18.
It's up there. Number one.
Wolves.
Number one eluded me, too. No, not even on, in there. No.
Dragons.
Nope.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Actually, I have
did you do it on the previous show?
Yeah.
So none of these guys watched?
Eagles.
One.
It's number one.
Eagles.
Oh!
Wow. Eagles.
Go Birds.
USA.
Damn.
You would have thought, I thought it was going to be Tigers.
I guess Wildcats.
Wildcats, I would.
Wildcats,
guessed,
yeah.
Okay, well, I guess Tigers.
Wolves?
No.
Not even on there?
Wolves.
I don't know.
Trojans, Pirates.
Who are the Wolves?
Minnesota.
I guess there aren't a lot of Wolves.
There's not a lot of Wolves.
Wolves?
God damn it. No, you're right.
There should be.
There should be a lot more Wolves.
That's really cool.
Reusing names is there's so many things.
That was the main frat in Stomp the Yard. The
but
Wolves?
I like when the high schools just steal a pro or college team's logo.
So that's what we were talking about, the most commonly stolen
makes them
logo.
Look like a better team.
What's the most commonly stolen logo?
Oh, Packers, the G?
I think the Patriots is up there, though.
You see a lot of Viking horns and Ram horns
yeah.
as well.
Independence High School in West Virginia. Cole City,
Kyle,
West
our West high school.
No, they have the Patriots logo.
We used to do the old old one, the guy that was snapping the ball.
Oh, yeah.
His name, Pat?
Yeah, Pat.
He stole two lanes at my high school.
That's a cool
great
one.
Logo.
The West Point Green Wave.
Oh, you stole everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really cool logo.
The Wisconsin W is sick.
Yes.
Weir High School has it.
Oh, yeah.
Motion W?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, because it's...
Why is it... It's not a motion.
It used to be a... Like block W, and they made it so it looks.
Was it sick when it first came out, or is it the brand of Wisconsin that made it cool over?
I don't think Wisconsin's made anything cool.
What was so cool about the W?
Making charges.
I think it just looks cool.
Yeah,
just looks cool.
Motion.
And
I
saw a video where those kids are partying on the ice out on the lake. Was that?
Oh yeah, yeah.
It looked
oh yeah
awesome. It looked like really fun.
Did you do that?
I partied on the lake. I also ate mushrooms and walked across the lake.
Do the cops, like, nobody cares?
And then got all the way to the other side, and it got
We were sitting there eating at Madison a couple years ago. He says, we're sitting right by the lake. He says, yeah, one time I ate mushrooms and walked all the way over there.
It's very scary.
And he was pointing, like, a mile away.
Very cold.
Yeah.
Dark the whole way back.
I would panic.
On ice, right?
Yeah, it was, like, I don't know, it's, like, a mile walking
alone?
Back.
I'm telling you, there's, like, 1,000 kids. There's, like, 1,000 kids on the lake.
Yeah.
It was a huge thing. Is that considered, awesome. Like, a no man's land? Like, good luck.
Oh, yeah. It's just people have parties. People, you know, skate. Yeah.
That looked very
ice fishing.
Cool.
There's always ice fish huts out there.
Yeah.
Very fun.
I never knew that Wisconsin was sitting right there between two lakes.
Isthmus.
Two big, beautiful lakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would anything stop a frat from, like, building a party house on the lake for the winter? Like, because anyone
own that
land? Is it fair game?
I lived one block from the lake, and we also used to, in the summer, there was a guy who had a boat parked right off the dock right by where our house was. We'd just party in his boat.
Is it ever
was docked. I was probably fucked up.
Is the ice ever cracked?
Every year.
Goes in. Like the guy didn't know you were on his boat? Like you just...
Like everyone falls in?
No, it's thick. Like you could drive a truck on that.
Oh, okay. It's one of those.
Oh, yeah, we would just party on his boat and leave all the cans and stuff. Kind of a shitty thing to do. You get back to your boat and it's like someone had a party here.
That's fun.
But yeah. It is fun to go on a lake. Drinking on a lake is a very fun time.
It's dangerous, though.
Lakes are underrated.
Not really. You could drive a truck on that lake.
Like an ice road trucker.
What about the...
Once it gets... They do tests and shit, like, to see the thickness of it.
They drill it.
Yeah.
But then you're, you know, intoxicated driving the boat and stuff, you know?
Oh, I was talking about ice, but yeah. No, that's true. You shouldn't do that.
The Murdoch boy.
Yeah.
That guy is guilty.
Oh, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Alex.
The dad. Yeah.
The dad.
Dude, the other son, too, is just like...
Buster. Wait, what's Buster up to? He's out there?
Yeah.
He's been going out drinking and hanging out. I've been reading all kinds of things about
him. Went to the casino.
I mean,
you know, it's...
I
had a funny...
What? Do you feel bad for him?
No.
No.
Buster?
No.
No.
He was raised by that monster?
No, because
he
might have killed that gay kid.
Yeah. Sounds like he... I don't...
God damn. What's going on with this show?
Dude, it's not a show. It's real life.
It's a show, right?
Oh, I mean, it was like a documentary.
Oh.
See, midway through the interview, I searched on Instagram, not the interview, the show, and I DM'd Paul. And I said, you scumbag piece of shit. And then I realized it was dead, so I deleted it.
Oh! So you deleted it?
Wait.
You DM'd
before
the dead kid.
Shot.
Yeah.
Wait, so DM'd
him.
When you were... But what Jerry's saying is during the documentary,
he still has
it.
I know that.
Yeah.
And then when you saw the part where he died, were you like, whoops?
Went back, like, oh, shit, I deleted it.
I don't think you didn't have to.
I know, but like, I just
don't want
felt,
that in the air.
I don't want that out there, you know.
Holy shit.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And I almost did she has an Instagram too, the wife.
She's dead as well.
She's dead as well. And I almost did it at the same time, and then I didn't do it to her.
I like how Jerry's just watching a documentary and like, fuck these people.
Like it's live.
I'm gonna say something.
Yeah. Fuck them, dude. It's coming.
That must have been quite a twist when you found out they died.
Oh yeah. Like, well, that was crazy. Oh shit. Let me delete that.
So funny.
Yeah. When is the court? Is it going on right now?
There was a bomb threat the other day, and they had to postpone everything.
The craziest part about it is this guy is like literally being like, "Yeah, all those people I defrauded did that. Like all this other shit, legal shit, did that, but I did not kill my wife."
Yeah.
Like, well, this makes it really hard when you admit to everything else that you did.
And he's blaming like. It's literally the amount of drugs he would have to take for all this. He's like blaming it on a drug habit.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, dude.
Did you see the woman called a bomb threat into an airport? Because I think it was a woman because she was running late for the flight.
Smart.
Kind of
I mean, when she had that idea, she was probably like, wow, why hasn't anybody thought of this?
Yeah.
So funny.
Jesus.
Is that the first, like, I feel like, so wait, they put the documentary out, but the case is still, like, in trial?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that is crazy. People are going to start killing to get documentary.
That feels like really dumb on their behalf.
Idaho guy.
Yeah?
Hell yeah. Down.
Dude, I was reading about BTK. You got into BTK?
I got into BTK hard.
Yeah.
That is the most unsettling one, I think.
The funniest part about the BTK killer is that, and obviously it's
how he got caught.
Well, he got caught, but so for people who don't know, he was was communicating with the police via like random like drops. He'd be like, I left a cereal box in like a Home Depot, something like that.
Send like letters.
Yeah, and letters in the paper and shit. And he asked the police, he's like, if I send you a floppy disk, is it safe? And they're like, yes. He sent the floppy disk, and they just like went to the metadata and were like, all right, it's this guy. And they found him through that. And then when he got brought in, he actually said to the police officer, he's like, why'd you lie to me?
Yeah, he's like,
why did you lie to me about this floppy disk?
He's like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, like, I thought we were in the trust tree.
I saw a video on Twitter, I may have gotten gut, but like, the police gave a bunch of wanted guys free tickets to the Super Bowl so they could just arrest them there.
Did they do that
all the time with Alabama and Auburn?
Really?
Seen that video?
That is so funny.
Find that, TJ.
I've never seen that.
They just say, hey, here, it's from the police.
No, they don't say it's from the police. Here's, like, they give away, like, it's like a Super Bowl giveaway, right?
They do it for the Iron Bowl maybe a few years ago. I don't know if they do it every year. They're like free tickets to the Iron Bowl, and they just get everyone who isn't paying child support. It's awesome.
Brilliant.
And then they just get them there?
Yeah, they show up and they get them. It's like, obviously, you're going to show up for free tickets to the Iron Bowl.
That's great.
If you could find that, TJ. You just got, like, all these scumbags. Free tickets to the Iron Bowl. And you know what? I bet you they could run that back every year.
Yeah.
Still get people.
They could probably get the same person twice.
Every year. Every single year.
We should get the live stream. Why would
I do it?
I was a Southern guy.
Yeah. Oh. You do it for the Egg Bowl.
No.
Hey, Ked, have you watched the Clove Hitch Killer movie?
No.
It's like loosely it's based on the BTK killer.
That's why I'm so pissed that
really, like, unsettling, though.
What's it called? Is
Mindhunter?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where that would have gone, though, because they didn't catch him for like 30 more years.
But they were progressing through his. Yeah. Yeah.
How do you all watch stuff that bothers you?
I don't. That dude.
Mindhunter was a great show.
Mindhunter's phenomenal. But I think that the dude from Mindhunter, I think his whole, like, tactic, like, didn't work on the BTK killer. Like, it, like, failed.
Oh.
That's why they didn't catch him for so long.
Oh. Well, fucking make it. If you're, like, Jeff Bezos or one of these dudes who's got billions and billions of dollars, just pick the show that everyone loved and make another season. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just be like, yeah, let's have another season of this. Why not?
I guess they just said Nate was too expensive for. I don't understand how.
Right, I'm saying, like, everyone would be like, thank you, Jeff Bezos. You're not a bad guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like a little treat for everybody. Like, foot the bill yourself in.
Right.
Give us a little treat.
Right.
Great for PR.
It makes no sense. Super rich guys just don't do smart things that they should do. That's such an easy win. Oh, everyone loved this? Fuck it. Let's make another season.
Yeah.
I'll pay for it. Just let everyone know that I paid for it.
I wish you were that rich.
I know.
I mean, look at these.
I would spend on everything.
You would make life very
fun. As any show you wanted, I would be like, yeah, let's make another season. No problem. Want to see another season of The Office? Done. Every character, $20 million. You're not showing up? Done.
Replaced.
Awesome. It might have just been a news article. I might not have seen a video, TJ.
I saw Twitter the other day had the video of the Super Bowl one, the guys showing up for the...
They were so excited.
Very funny. They were very excited.
It's just like you see like four other dudes that you robbed a bank with there. Yeah. You won tickets too?
Doing here too?
They were just in your mailbox too?
Yeah. This is crazy.
Oh, I found it. I'll send it to you, TJ.
Before we do that, let's talk about...
Yeah, you can play that. Who cares? Desmond's gone.
I got it.
No, yeah, do the ad.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get all the fuss and muss and confusion of the other dating apps out of there and have real, like...
What if you fell in love with the person that you were trying to find a match
that
for?
That's a Lifetime movie right there.
Shit.
Damn.
I'll find it. Write it up.
Fund it.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks.
Yeah, why? Bezos love that. Do the fucking cool shit. Give everyone the day off after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here you go.
What's that cost? Probably a lot. That's probably a shitload of money.
What would happen if one day of nobody working? Would there be chaos?
Did we do that?
No hospitals, no...
What is the hospital thing?
I think you're describing...
No police. Yeah.
First 2 weeks of COVID.
Yeah.
That sucked.
There was a little...
So fucking...
Yeah,
fun.
There was like... Just played video. Nervous energy about it that was
yeah.
interesting.
What's next? You remember how much you watch the news?
A lot.
Every day.
Though I will say, it was like my peak output here in my studio apartment.
Yeah.
I did more. I got the 1 month, I did like 87 blogs.
Yeah.
And live, like four live shows a day. I like built a mini golf course in my apartment that I would go. I don't know. I feel like I got super creative during that time that like.
Yeah.
Also, people know. Were so hungry for content that like. Everything was good.
I mean, that's true.
The horse race.
That's true.
That was good.
Oh, yeah, so the horse
That was
racing.
Not good.
Me and Kyle were doing like 12-hour live streams, blackout drunk.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
You would get and you'd try to get under 50 people?
Yeah, we would only go off live when we went under 50. And then we would share the live with like guys, and they had to show their ankle and then leave. We were just so drunk.
That was like when I did Periscope hopping. That was so much fun.
Oh, that's how you discovered Chilling with Chels.
Yeah, Chilling with Chels.
I remember the one time I was doing a spa. I was like, spa night with Kate. And I had like three viewers. And you hopped over to mine. And all of a sudden, hundreds of people.
That was the best. Watching people realize like they were doing Periscopes for like four people. And then all of a sudden, there'd be like 5,000 people just saying, no sound, no sound.
Can we YouTube raid? Can we like take our viewers to another live channel?
Not really.
We did it with Grant
Cardone. We could spam the link today.
Okay. I kind of want to do that right now.
It's fun. Let's go to a TikTok live and donate $100 to someone.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Papa. I'd like to go over to this.
You find that video, TJ? You can play Deadspin. Who cares? They don't
what we decided to do was is do a operation where we would have a ruse
a
where people were
name.
To come in ruse. And they received a letter that they had won some tickets to the Auburn, Alabama game. If they come by and pick them up, they had to come in person. They had to bring photo ID and everything.
Oh, my God.
And that they would get their tickets. Of course, what awaited them was actually a warrant for their arrest for failing to pay child support.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I feel bad now. This is...
I am now the winner. Oh, the Auburn University for two free tickets. Thank you.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Wait this way.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
The cops are dressed up in Alabama uniform.
Oh, no. Did they actually?
Watch this.
This rules.
No. No.
No, won't we? Hey, Alabama. Here.
No, they're
I
showing.
I am a fan, period.
Oh,
James Johnson.
Mr. Johnson, I'm Dennis Harrell.
Yes, sir.
I'm the Lee County Sheriff's Office.
Okay.
We have a warrant for your arrest.
This is all time. I don't remember it being like this.
This is so messed up.
Please tell me there's some white guys in this mix.
Yeah, I know. Or this is real bad. Also, this feels really unnecessary, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now I don't.
The cops.
These guys were like having fun with it.
Yeah, it seems like a little.
Oh, he's got a gun. He's got a gun.
Oh, come on.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. A lady.
Yeah.
The year
is this.
How is she not paying?
This the 90s?
For
2011.
Wow. Breaking the glass ceiling. Look at her.
This is what video looked like in 2011.
2011 is ancient.
Wow. You don't buy on camera, do you? No.
Okay. They didn't have to do this.
No, this is so unnecessary.
And we have a warrant for job support for your arrest. There are no tickets.
God.
Oh, there are no tickets.
Yes.
No.
Oh, this is so mean.
God.
This is the most unnecessary.
Balloons were so unnecessary.
So much of this was so unnecessary. The cameras.
It's like every
one in here.
City is there. Oh, God.
They're playing Taylor Swift.
You're all around Alabama fan.
Why's he asking?
Well, you're going to be wearing orange.
I feel icky right now. I feel good.
Get you in some orange for War Eagle.
Oh, my God. I don't remember it being this involved.
Yeah.
Those cops really enjoyed it.
Oh, that's
yeah,
so
that
fucked
seems a
up.
Little in hindsight.
What do you think about the QB situation?
First one was so bad. He was so pumped.
I'm a winner.
Winner.
We're going to the Auburn game.
That ruled.
Oh, that was so fucked.
Oh.
That they kind of just like, they've added so much salt to the wound.
Yeah, so much. Yeah.
I bet this is the happiest you've ever been.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like child support.
Yeah.
Child support, you should pay your child
support. You should pay.
It's not like she like murdered someone.
Right. Yeah, child support's pretty bad. You're just not paying for your
child.
Yeah,
you're just kind of being a scumbag.
That's a big scumbag move. Yeah. But yeah, they did. They went extra on that.
They did.
Balloons.
If that was like a television show, it'd be so popular.
Yeah,
I'd watch it every day.
So popular.
Oh.
Oh my God. We have the Super Bowl one.
Idea. Had
yeah, let me see the Super Bowl.
Fucking...
I didn't even watch the end because I couldn't. I felt bad.
And it's basically like to catch a predator.
To a party and a football match. But they didn't know that the offer to see the Washington Redskins in action had come from the police department.
They're queuing for a free ticket to watch the Redskins football team. A chance few Washington people could resist.
No.
Which is exactly what the local police were banking on.
Oh, no. Okay.
They sent out invitations to pick up tickets for yesterday's game to the last known addresses of 3,000 criminals on the run.
3,000?
The operation took weeks to organize. It started soon after dawn yesterday. Waiting in the wings was the SWAT team, armed policemen ready to pounce.
This is insane.
The
smiling lady gently steering this man along the corridor is a policewoman. So are the
children.
Most officers carried a gun, including
an
Indian.
He brought a tribal gun. Guy came dressed as... Wait, was the chicken a cop?
The chicken was a cop.
All you needed was proof of identity, which the police checked with the team upstairs.
They rented, the police department rented tuxedos for this.
Confirmed. Another winner, Mr. T.
What a marvelous occasion. The lucky winners, overcome at the prospect of watching their favorite team play.
Oh, there's so
bad.
But the master of ceremonies was a senior policeman.
Oh, my God.
That's good.
That is
wild.
Good. It really just laid it on so thick. I kind of want to do it to someone. We should do it for the 12-hour stream. Be like,
I want to do it bad.
Or someone
catch the predator.
Going to arrest a criminal on the 12-hour stream?
No. I was going to say, me tell someone at Barstool, like, hey, we got a special prize for you. And like, haha, you just have to do this 12-hour stream with us.
Tell Jordan and Alex they want a spa day. It's just a podcast booth with Francis.
We actually did that. No. We kind of did that to you, Nick, for...
Yeah, you fucked me.
For the grit.
Holy shit, you did exactly
that. Yeah, we did that. The 24-hour stream. We're like, Nick, come play some Mario Kart.
No, you know what I fell for? It was like 1 in the morning, and you text me. You're like, hey, can you bring us some popcorn?
Yeah.
And I just like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and then you were just with us for the rest of the time. Yeah, we got you. Got you good.
Yeah, I want to get somebody.
I want to get someone so bad. Let's get Pete.
He just wouldn't.
Right.
He don't play ball.
Wouldn't take the arrest.
Yeah, what could we... Yeah, what even... Pete doesn't like anything.
He might be ungettable.
He could be God.
I would like to... Not... I don't want him to go to, like, jail for life, but I would enjoy watching him being, like, framed for a murder.
Yeah, but, like, getting out of it, like, after a month.
And
just set him back
half.
For a little while.
Year and a half. Year and a half. Because then we can flip it and be like, justice for Pete.
Yeah.
Get some big podcast numbers. Justice Project.
Well, like, with him, we would frame him for a murder, but then we'd find out about, like, 3 murders he did commit.
Yeah. Brutally.
True. Yeah, I'd be like, do you have anything else to confess? He's like, well, how long you got?
Pete tapes.
The plaid shirt killer.
Yeah.
They were found with internet cables wrapped around their necks.
They couldn't call for help because there was no Wi-Fi.
Yeah. He cuts their Wi-Fi.
Milquetoast murderer.
But it actually was
nice one.
All right, should we spin the wheel, TJ? Brandon wants the wheel gone.
Why? I thought we were in the trust tree.
I want to revamp.
I thought the Yak Chat.
You can revamp.
Yak Chat was a trust tree.
But I think there should be a sliver on the wheel that's a week off from the wheel.
We found out Kate's name. We're going to say that?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. No.
No.
You guys gonna
I almost had you did it.
You about having some soup?
Oh. Yeah. That's not a clue in any way.
Oh, get there. Oh, I want to go to Lee Pennerton so bad.
Yeah, I really would like to go now. Just for the bread.
kind of want to spin to see who goes before we even spin it.
Yeah, because then you just have to wait.
Yeah. Just be like, oh, you're one of them. Wait, though. One person's not going to go. It's going to be fucking great. Are we going to do ML Cake next week?
Yeah.
We don't know what that is.
Not a clue, but bring a change of clothes.
I'm out Friday. Yeah. That's the only day I'm out next week.
Is this your last day this week?
Yeah, Steven and I are going to Indy.
Steven's going.
Yeah. Kind of really only for my entertainment.
Yeah.
Not really anything he's going for.
This motherfucker, look at this. That's why you've been smiling so big today.
Oh, yeah, he's so happy.
I'm excited. Yeah. I just printed out ideal measurables for prospects. I'm going to pass that to you guys on the plane.
He's very excited. Do not pass that to me on the plane.
Like they jump high and they run, and people can come in and watch that?
Yeah, Steven's going to go on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
Yeah.
Who's participating Thursday?
Anthony Richardson's throwing. I don't know if it's going to be Thursday, but I'll check out the schedule. I just got tickets today.
I don't think quarterbacks are Thursday.
It's okay. I'll have fun.
I'm sure you will.
You'll have fun.
Not really concerned with that.
Bring some binoculars, maybe?
Of course.
There's a great photo last year on NFL Network with a double date, and they were both in the upper deck, just relationship goals.
Yeah.
You're gonna like FaceTime your wife while you're doing it, right?
She won't care.
No.
It's going to be a big day for you.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I know. I can see it on your face.
I'll just pull the ticket.
Just don't tell him he can't come.
Take his invite away, yeah. Arrest him when he gets there.
I haven't thought about that, but that's actually a good idea. What if
Because he's too happy, right? Look how happy.
I know. I made a mistake. It was like a moment of just very brief weakness where we were making the plans, and I was like, oh, that'd be funny if Steven came, and I texted him, and he's like, I'm in. And then the moment passed, and I was like, what'd I do? So.
A lot of fun.
See?
Are you going to try to influence some decision makers this week? Are you going to, like, see them in a steakhouse and try to slip some your own notes to them? Yes. That's a yes.
I'll guess it'll be a big couple days of information gathering.
You fucked up.
I fucked up so bad. So bad. He's going to be like, look at that. Who's that? Look who's there. Oh, my God.
Gets me Chefty. I can sit in on that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. God damn. What did I do? What? Why was I nice for those, like, 5 minutes last week?
You got, like,
I don't know, but I think Jay gets the biggest perks here.
I actually was thinking about this last night. I was like, what did I do? God damn it.
Gave Jay $12,000 once.
You could have just had a nice... What?
That was the wheel.
It was so crazy that we gave Jay $12,000 for coming in second place when I came in second place like a week before.
We caught ourselves, but we couldn't fix it in time. We were trying trying to get the wheel because there was a chance it would have been funny. You would have won nothing, but...
It just kept on.
And then, like, desperately trying to wear a mask.
Fix our mistakes.
Yeah. To wear a mask for 30 minutes every Sunday.
Not even 30. Sometimes, yeah.
10.
Probably made that buck season bearable.
Yeah.
So bad.
And he likes wearing a cane mask anyway.
Yeah.
I do not. It gave me pink eye.
Yeah, that's true. It did give you pink eye.
Did it actually?
Yeah, yes. No, it did. Remember Dave walked in, like, the one time Dave's been here in the last 6 months, and he just walked up to Steve. He's like, you have pink eye. I was like, no, I don't. And then he sent him home, and he's like, yeah, I have pink eye.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
So I guess we had that.
It was worth it.
Yeah, that was worth it.
Pay $12,000 for that.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Rough and Rowdy Friday night. Going to be awesome.
Hell yeah.
It's so fun.
Driving from Indy to Charleston, West Virginia.
Who all of you is going to be there?
Jerry and myself.
Oh, yeah, Jerry, you're doing Ring Girls.
Ring Girl, yeah. I did a Ring Girl.
How's the talent looking?
Pretty good. It's usually decent. It's usually decent.
How far of a drive is Indianapolis to Charleston, West Virginia?
4.5.
Yeah. That's a lot shorter than I thought.
Yeah, and I like driving.
Then you got to drive next week.
Love driving.
Yeah, next week.
Love it.
I'm a driver.
Jerry doesn't
4.5.
It might be longer than that.
It's definitely more than that.
Great. You got to go all the way across Ohio.
But, yeah, but it's Indy to Columbus is 2 hours.
Wait,
and
did I screw this up?
Columbus to
Charleston's
3.
It's in Charleston, right?
I think it's 5 to 6.
Rowdy?
Oh, maybe it's not. It's...
Can you look it up on the maps real quick?
Indianapolis.
Fuck this up.
No, Indianapolis to Columbus is probably 2 hours, maybe 3.
No.
Columbus?
I think it's less.
I think it's...
I've
done that drive a few times.
Two to Wheeling. But
yeah.
It's a different interest. It's probably 2.5.
Okay, we're starting in Indianapolis.
Okay, Charleston, West Virginia. Did I do the Charlestown? No, Charlestown's on the other side, right?
That look.
Oh no.
That's 5 hours. Four and a half.
Oh, that's less than.
Not gonna stop.
It's not bad.
I hit that in 4.5.
4.5, no problem. No problem.
Also, I think I might take that little dip there. I know it's 7 more minutes, but it looks.
Yeah, it looks cute.
You take the dip?
I wouldn't take the dip.
I
don't like straight lines.
You could stop by the Warm Glow Candle Factory. It's a real big candle.
Yeah. Also, I'm just not gonna lie. I think MapQuest kind of fucks you on the dip. I feel like if it straightened out the dip, it would save you that 7 minutes.
Dude,
you
can see how many
MapQuest. Whatever.
You can see the miles.
Right there.
Idiot.
Yeah, but right there.
Hey, idiot.
If it
you
kept
can
going,
see the miles.
I understand. See that the yellow line right there? If it kept going down that yellow line, it would be better off.
Where?
I'm going to guess that Google Maps didn't fuck it up. And that they definitely picked the fastest route.
All right. So right here.
There's like equations
bang,
to figure this out.
Bang to here. That's a lot better.
Might be traffic
full
lights.
Full circle, about 15 more minutes. Bang. That's easy. That's easy.
Amazing MapQuest. I used to print
Google
it out.
Maps.
That was the old school. Printing out the MapQuest.
I love doing that.
Yeah.
Have 9 sheets.
I remember as a kid, like on family vacations, my dad would have an old school map.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
He would just fucking open the map and be like, all right, here we're going.
I keep one of those in my bathroom to look at it.
MapQuest was like the pinnacle of tech. And then Garmin came out, or TomTom.
Yeah.
Yes.
TomTom was first, I think.
TomTom.
Maybe, I don't know.
Not everything's trivia, brother.
You'd be able to
turn it off, man.
Take a breath.
Jesus Christ.
That'd always be on.
That wasn't even a question I asked.
Remember they used to put those things like directly in the middle of your windshield?
Yeah.
I always felt that was very dangerous.
What?
Like the Garmin or the TomTom. Like you'd
it was right below the rearview mirror, kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, it's directly in your line of sight.
Yeah.
Blocking
you ever see the hidden rearview mirror in the state auto logo?
You make a MapQuest for cars.
That's great.
What?
MapQuest for Costco. Yeah.
You mention a logo every day.
Yes, I do.
He's a logo guy. Don't like logos?
They're fine.
Sounds like you don't. Okay. You got anything else?
I had trivia for Brandon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Because he mentioned it. How many soccer players can you name, Brandon?
I think I can name probably, I said 30 last night.
Active?
No, just soccer players.
All right. Go.
Pele, Zinedine Zidane.
Wait, no, they have to be alive.
Zinedine Zidane, Landon Donovan.
I'll allow recently dead.
Freddie Adu, Messi, Ronaldo, Ronaldinho.
The Ronaldo?
Huh?
There's two Ronaldos.
Yeah, probably. Wayne Rooney, Gareth Bale, Lukaku.
Yeah.
Pogba, Drogba.
11.
We're at 11? Fuck. Kristen Pulisic.
Yep.
Tim Howard.
Yep.
Start
ripping off early 90s guys.
Some girls, too.
Henri. Kylian Mbappe.
Handsome. Think handsome.
David Beckham.
There you go.
Okay. How many are you still there?
16.
16? Mia Hamm.
Yep.
Brandi Chastain.
Yep.
Alex Morgan.
Yep.
Who's the...
the what?
I know what you're talking about.
Cameron Pino.
Oh.
Hope
the
Solo.
Is what you're looking for.
Hope Solo.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So I need to get back to Europe.
21.
Oh,
early 90s USA team.
Alexi Lalas.
Here you go.
Winalda.
Yeah.
Eric
Winalda.
Yeah. That's how many? 20. Okay.
There's an American analyst.
Oh, what's the motherfucker's name? He's from Brazil right now, and he hold on. Oh, Suarez.
Yep.
For Uruguay. But he's their best player. Neymar.
Yep.
Fred.
Yeah, Fred.
Hulk.
Yep.
Yeah,
we're getting hot in Brazil.
Fred, dead guys are off the table. How many I got? 26, 27?
27. Tottenham?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Just say a last name. It's common in soccer.
In Lopez. Europe.
Probably.
Yep.
Traore.
I'll give it. Like covers 11 right there.
Sanchez.
Got
it. 11.
Garcia.
Yep. That's it. That's 30.
Yeah, he's done it.
Harry Kane?
I said him, didn't I?
No, I don't think so.
I think so. You didn't say Clint Dempsey?
Well, Harry Kane's the one I couldn't
think of. I was looking for you to get hot like a Tony Meola.
Oh, yeah.
Colby Jones.
Yeah.
All those
I was,
guys.
I was 25 or 30. I was good.
Yeah. Good job.
I'm a Wolverhampton guy.
Ugh.
Who's on
That's the best logo in that. In the
worst.
Who's on
That's
Wolverhampton?
That's the worst.
Yeah, it's too high tech. It looks like something that would
it's
be
an
on
awesome
the side
logo.
Of a gun.
Who's on Wolverhampton?
No idea.
Damn.
No idea whatsoever.
The Wolves.
Yeah.
There's a team. There it is.
Do you think that's a bad logo?
Yeah, it just doesn't fit with the rest. Look at it. It's just sticking out.
It's an incredible logo.
Oh, you're right. No, Nick's absolutely right. That looks...
Your eyes go right to it.
That looks like a software security firm.
Yeah, it looks like an esports logo.
Yeah.
Your eyes go right to it.
Doesn't fit.
Wait, which one?
The one on the left.
okay.
I like not enough.
One,
it's the tree.
Not yeah, I don't like the tree.
This looks like a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, I don't like the tree.
He sucks.
I like the bumblebee.
Yeah.
What's the eagle landing on a bridge?
Also, yeah, that bird on the ball I don't like either.
Tottenham.
Oh.
What's that one above it?
FFC.
It's a little racist.
Yeah, working with those angles racist. Is tough.
Yeah.
Fulham? Maybe?
Fulham Football Club?
Possibly.
Huh. That was fun.
That was fun. Oh, shit.
Oh, we can't. Come on.
All right. Newcastle's top left. Skip. Liverpool.
Yep, they just played Brentford.
Brentford. Wait, what? Oh, that's yeah, Newcastle.
Skip
oh,
Brentford. Skip
Brentford.
Brentford's third.
Oh, I thought
Brentford's
we were going.
The third
Brentford's
one
the B.
Yeah, B. Yeah, Arsenal.
That's the cannon.
Yeah, the cannon. Brighton Hove.
That's the bird. It's the flying bird. It's the seagull.
Oh, over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The goals. The seagull.
Oops.
Oh, that's
oh, flying bird too.
It's to the right of Arsenal.
Aston Villa. Yeah. Manchester United, that's Yo. Them, yeah.
Yeah.
Leeds, I think that's the left of them.
Oh, good call.
Southampton.
They're not the Foxes. That's
oh, they're bottom right.
Yep.
Leicester.
That's right below third Wolf. Down. No, it's third down, isn't it? Third down from the left?
Yeah, yeah, the Wolf.
Okay.
That's not
yeah, or whatever that is. Yeah,
it's a Fox.
Fox. Sorry. AFC Bournemouth. I think that's, oh, man.
Jesus.
Skip it. Manchester City. Top. That's top right.
That's the bottom
Wolverhampton.
Left. That one.
Yep. Fulham. I think that's the FFC. Nailed it. West Ham is the two, the bottom
yeah, right there. Denver Nuggets looking thing.
Yep. Everton is.
Is that the. Is that the top second or the second row?
Yeah, the second row all the way to the right.
Yeah.
Crystal Palace, I think, is the eagle.
Yeah.
Good call. Nottingham Forest. Chelsea's below that. Liverpool. AFC Bournemouth.
Yay.
All right.
I fucked that up. I'll take the L.
Wait, did you?
Yeah, no, he did because we had Brighton.
You said the flying bird. I clicked on
it. Oh, yeah, I should have. Yeah. Yeah.
We nailed it. We know our soccer.
We do, yeah.
We're actually probably the number one Prize. YouTube soccer show.
I would think so.
All right. Is that it, everyone? Mm-hmm. Good?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, right. Hockey logos.
Good show. See everyone tomorrow.
Happy 20th birthday, Andrew Phillips. Happy 24th birthday, Colin King.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.